Hello and welcome to the ProfitWorks Sales and Marketing ROI podcast. Today we have a special guest who is Professor David Rose. And here's the recording from when I sat down with him just a few days ago. It's my pleasure to be here today with someone who educated me, Professor David Rose.
From the Conrad Business Entrepreneurship and Technology Center, and just sitting down today to ask him some questions about entrepreneurship and also what's happening here at the Conrad Business Entrepreneurship and Technology Center. Thank you for joining us, Professor Rose.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
So, Professor Rose, here at the University of Waterloo and the Conrad Business Technology and Entrepreneurship Center, what is it that you're doing and the center's doing?
So Conrad Center, we don't need to go through the whole BET every time, but the Conrad Center is really the educational engine of Waterloo's entrepreneurship initiative. There's lots of other activities going on all over campus, but we're really the education arm of the entrepreneurship initiative.
Okay. So we're going to jump into some questions that we've put together for you. First question, just starting right at the top, what is an entrepreneur?
So I think most people, we tend to drift into this idea that an entrepreneur is somebody who's starting a business. And so that's kind of wrong on two fronts. Everybody who starts a business isn't necessarily an entrepreneur. And every entrepreneur isn't necessarily starting a business. What we really are trying to instill in students across campus in Waterloo is that entrepreneurship is about starting something new. It's about solving important problems with creative solutions and understanding the business model that will make that happen. So what we really are trying to do is, in a general sense, is that Waterloo graduates are the type of people that don't wait for their boss to tell them what to do. They see problems and they understand how to solve those problems. If the best way to solve that problem is through a startup, then that's absolutely is part of entrepreneurship. But we really focus on the fact that it's also corporate entrepreneurship and social entrepreneurship. They are all entrepreneurship.
That's interesting, because that is definitely probably a misconception I have. So it's a good thing to keep in mind for sure. In terms of what is key to the success of a new idea or a new venture, what would you say are the determining factors to determine whether or not a new idea or a new business will be a success?
That's a great question, because I think everybody sees the success of Facebook and some of these bigger companies that just appear out of nowhere and everybody adopts them, and they think that's what we need to do to be successful. But in fact, you know, the factors that determine if a new business is going to be successful haven't really changed. It's about understanding your customer or understanding the problem that you're trying to solve. And I would say the biggest determining factor is whether the entrepreneur understands the problem well enough and understands the customer that they're hoping to serve. So we've got one student here at Conrad who's working in a medical field, and he's trying to develop a solution for a problem his mother has, a medical condition. And while we're not sure what the solution is yet, what we do know is that he understands the problem very, very well, and we know that he's going to be successful in finding a solution just because of his understanding of the problem.
Yeah. So it really comes down to understanding what you're going to solve and what the problem is. Okay.
You know, this is the University of Waterloo. This is the city of Waterloo, Waterloo region. Anything can be done.
Yeah. Right?
So I think focusing on whether we can make the solution work or not is not what we need to do.
It's right.
On understanding what the problem is that we're trying to solve.
Yeah. So in your position here, what kind of research are you currently conducting?
So, as you know, I'm not really an academic researcher,
yeah,
and I don't publish academic articles, but what we all are doing here really is understanding more about entrepreneurship and the process and just the things that you're asking about today. we see hundreds of entrepreneurs a year here, hundreds of wannabe entrepreneurs, some successful, some not. We're certainly part of the Waterloo ecosystem, and we try to learn from what we see and the entrepreneurs that we work with, and to better understand what it does take to be successful.
Yeah, institutions like this and others in the region get me super excited about our region, because there's a lot that's being learned and a lot to drive forward business that it just makes me excited thinking about the opportunities that we'll have in this region for sure. Next question. Given your extensive teaching background in business education, how does teaching entrepreneurship compare to teaching business or marketing?
Well, I'm learning more all the time. After spending 15 years teaching business at Wilfrid Laurier and coming here, that was really one of the questions I was wondering when I got here. But it's become pretty clear to me here that we're teaching business to entrepreneurs. And so that's different than normal business education, where they gather knowledge over 4 years and then hope to find a place where they can apply it in the future. Here, I think people are, the reaction I get quite often is, this is fantastic stuff. Why didn't you tell me this yesterday? I need this, and what are you going to tell me tomorrow? So the sense of excitement and being able to apply it is different than in the business school, where they're very interested and fantastic students, but really not sure yet until they end up with their first permanent job what they're going to be able to use. So that's the difference. And also here at Waterloo, because we don't have a business school, we are teaching more business concepts to entrepreneurs, as opposed to being in a business school where you might be teaching entrepreneurship skills to business students.
Yeah. So I can understand how you can teach business, because I went through that kind of education system, but how can you teach entrepreneurship? It seems like it would be kind of more of just innate skill that someone might have.
Well, we're learning more and more about that all the time. And I think people are coming up with processes. Business model canvas, Osterwalder's model, this whole idea of building a canvas to graphically display your strategy, your business model. And I think that's a new skill that people are learning. Just putting really what are old academic processes, but modifying them for new entrepreneurial ventures. And so the lean startup is one concept that everybody's pretty excited about. And it's the idea of when there's no new venture survives the first contact with customers, and so don't count on that. Well, when you look at that, it's really just the old new product development process that we've been talking about in traditional marketing for decades, but updated and adapted to entrepreneurship. Again, if we think of entrepreneurship as having an idea and creating a startup, then maybe it is harder to teach. But when you think about entrepreneurship in terms of solving problems and developing something new, I think it really is almost the same as the old business concepts, only updated and adapted and reflecting the fact that this is a new venture. And certainly lots of the things that we talked about in class, Chris, when you were in my business class, we still talk about those same things here to entrepreneurs. And the one talked about the last couple of weeks is industry analysis, and all those old tools, strategy tools, are still very useful even to entrepreneurs. So the business skills they need, we can teach. Can we teach people to be entrepreneurial? Well, we're trying. That may be getting them into the entrepreneurial mindset may be more difficult to teach, but we can certainly give them the tools that they need to hopefully be successful.
Yeah. So as you're interacting with these different entrepreneurs and you see them start these different ventures, what would you say is the primary mistake that entrepreneurs make?
I think, in, again, back to, off to the same point here, is that not understanding the problem that they're trying to solve.
Yeah.
And not understanding, I guess that's number one, is not understanding the problem well enough. And number two is assuming that their solution is the only solution to that problem. So, you know, we keep coming back to, so what was that problem we were trying to solve again? Let's back up and take a look again at what that is, because this is only one possible way to solve that problem. And understanding, first of all, that their friends aren't representative of the whole world, or of their whole customer base. And two is that, that solving the problem is different than pushing ahead with the product that they've got, or the idea that they've got.
And in terms of the mistakes that entrepreneurs make specifically in marketing their business, what do you see there as the primary mistake?
Well, I think that's related to the idea of not understanding customers well enough again. And I think there's this, you know, there's over a billion Facebook pages. And how many do you have you seen? And so I think there's a this idea that everybody's aware of everything that goes on in the world, when in fact we're aware of a very small amount of the information that's out there. I asked a class a few months ago how many had heard of Kik, the company here in Waterloo, and about a quarter of that class. Now that maybe isn't representative of the whole university, but a quarter of that class had heard of Kik. Why is that important? Well, Kik was founded by University of Waterloo grad. It's still located here in Waterloo region. I think most of its employees are University of Waterloo grads, and they've got 200 million users worldwide right now. And students here at the University of Waterloo not familiar with it.
Yeah, well, I've never even heard of them, and to hear that they've got 200 million users,
So I think that's the primary mistake, is underestimating the challenge of making your customers aware of what you've got.
And what would you say are the top three trends with new venture or new business marketing?
You know, those trends are tools, I think, and I think that's the important part, is that the marketing is still the same as it's always been. We still need to understand the customer. We have to understand our target market, our value proposition. The tools for reaching them are changing, and certainly social media, even though the social media is not the answer unless it's part of a plan, but understanding your customers, your value proposition, and then using social media to reach them, certainly, I mean, it is very cost effective, and you can target through social media, find the people that I think it's really fascinating to me that we can target people psychologically or psychographically now, because you can find groups of people that are interested in what you've got to offer. And crowdfunding, Kickstarter, I keep seeing people, that's their marketing strategy, is we're going to have a Kickstarter campaign. Well, I guess I don't have to answer you or tell you what I think of that, but is crowdfunding a good way to market venture? Certain ones, absolutely. And as part of an integrated marketing communication campaign, crowdfunding is certainly a useful tool for some people. Digital everything's changing, but mobile is particularly exciting. I mean, I think the idea that with GPS, or we can locate, we know where people are, we know what they're interested in, and we can reach them at the point of sale. And I think that is just absolutely the biggest opportunity for marketers, is to actually reach people where they're at, and when they're actually
interested,
looking for your product. So, I mean, everything, all of the trends are around digital tools and the ways that we can reach customers.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you brought up a good point in that you don't want to just take one marketing initiative and that's your strategy. All the research we've done and what we've seen with our clients is if you have an integrated campaign, you've got multiple things, you get a better return than picking one horse and just riding that horse, and that's your lone marketing strategy.
And Chris, of course, that sounds familiar to you from third year marketing.
That's correct.
Right? I mean, every student who's taken a marketing course should know about integrated marketing.
That's right. So next question, what type of return on investment would you suggest that entrepreneurs would be able to expect from marketing initiatives?
Right. And so that's a very good question. And first of all, you know, how do we measure that return?
Yeah.
And if we're looking for straight dollars, return on investment, that can certainly be challenging for new marketing initiatives. So for old established products, I would say that return on an investment on your marketing initiatives, it better be significant, very significant. And, you know, we're not comparing that investment to putting the money in the bank or how much it costs us, the cost of our, cost of that money. But it's what are the other uses of that money. And so if we're investing in promoting, old established products, then we better get a big return. Because those products may not be around for long. So when we look at the number of industries that are being disrupted,
mm-hmm.
And so that money would be better spent in many cases on new initiatives, on new products, new ideas, new business ventures. And so how do you measure what ROI should you expect on those? Well, that's the challenge because there is no immediate return on those. So, investing in new ideas, new opportunities, and growing them into something significant, there is no immediate return on those that's measurable. So for new ventures, we want to look at what's the long-term opportunity? What's the business model going to look like? How big is that customer base? How are we going to reach those customers? And again, back to, you know, what's your objective and how are you achieving it? If it's awareness, if it's getting people to try the product, you need to understand the objectives, and the objectives are more than immediate sale.
But
it's building a customer base with some long-term, lifetime value.
Yeah. And in terms of those marketing initiatives, what would you say is the key number one determining factor of whether those initiatives are going to be successful for the venture or not?
Well, you know, are they reaching the right people?
Yeah.
Are they part of an overall plan? And are they accomplishing what you want to do?
Yeah.
I mean, what is your objective and what are you trying to do? I think the only difference in new ventures versus more established products is that the timelines are speeded up. And, where 10, 20 years ago, you knew that you had a certain runtime before, you could expect competition to catch up to you. Now, competitors are reacting a lot faster and the whole industry could be disrupted in a short period of time. So I think, reaching the right customers and reaching them fast enough are the challenges right now.
So let's say there's someone listening that has always wanted to start their own business. Where would you recommend they start? Should they apply to some sort of program like one of the accelerator programs here in Waterloo? Should they try to make it on their own? Should they take a business course? What would you say?
All of the above, I guess,
okay.
would be the answer. It really depends on your situation. So a lot of the business students at Laurier, Laurier's got the Launchpad program, and so that's really let's try this out. You've got the business skills already, and now here's some help to get your idea moving forward. Here at the University of Waterloo, we've got Velocity programs, which are really collision spaces. If you put enough smart people in a room together. Then you've got accelerators, like downstairs from us, from our office is the Accelerator Center. And they've got a very, structured program for taking people from idea through to execution.
Yeah.
Very successful as well. But I think all of those programs are really about moving your venture forward.
Yeah.
So as we started this conversation, well, what's an entrepreneur,
mm-hmm.
Or what is entrepreneurship? And it's not just about startup. So if you want to learn the tools to be an entrepreneur, the tools of success that go beyond your specific startup, then I think educational programs like Conrad are ideal. And so as I talk to actually some people that have spent maybe a couple of years in the accelerator program or in one of the velocity programs, and they say, yeah, I don't know about accounting, I don't know about leadership, I don't know about, and they list off all the things that they don't know about.
Right.
And so my question to them is, if you don't come to Conrad, where are you going to learn those things?
Right.
The business tools of success haven't really changed.
Yeah.
You know, they may look different, but that's what really depends on your background and what you want to do.
Right. And then to finish off, what would be the number one piece of advice you would give to entrepreneurs?
So most people are probably expecting me to say, just do it. Just get out and give it a try.
Right.
And I hear that all the time. And while that's great advice, rather than sitting and thinking, boy, I wish I had done it, that is great advice, and I agree with that. But I think more important than just giving it a try is to really understand what are the problems that need to be solved and how are you going to do it. And
right.
So rather than jumping out and assuming you want to start a business with your idea, back up, what was the problem you were trying to solve, and spend some time researching it and better understanding what is that problem, and the potential solutions will arise out of that better understanding of the problem.
Yeah. That was great. Thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule to sit down with me and answer some questions about entrepreneurship. And I know that our listeners will find this very insightful and helpful. So thank you again.
Well, thank you, Chris. It's been my pleasure.
To our listeners, thanks again for tuning in. This has been a Sales and Marketing ROI podcast brought to you by ProfitWorks Small Business Services, Inc. ProfitWorks provides search engine optimization and conversion optimization services for websites for small businesses. Get a free review from one of our website experts on how you can increase the sales from your website. Go to www.profitworks.ca. Just fill out the form there, and within 24 hours, you'll have a customized report from one of our website experts on what you can do today to increase the sales from your website. Be sure to also check out our blog for other blog posts and podcasts at www.profitworks.ca/blog. Have a great day, and thanks again for listening.